Good evening and welcome to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, I'm the director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and I've been on a little vacation, so it's really nice to be back in the Blank Canvas studio. You are listening to 96.9 Guardian Radio, and always remember that you can take us with you wherever you go by downloading the Guardian Radio app, by going to the App Store or Play Store. So you can probably tell I'm like full of energy because I've been out in the Family Islands. I made a commitment to stay here on my vacation and went to some of the out islands, and I'm feeling excited and rejuvenated. And rather interestingly, that sort of ties in to part of what we're going to talk about today. I have two guests in the studio tonight, Dr. Ian Bethel Bennett, an associate professor of English at University of the Bahamas, and Michael Edwards, an assistant professor of visual arts at University of the Bahamas. And Michael, actually, you also have your own show on Guardian Radio.
That's correct.
On Monday nights.
That's correct. Good
evening.
Thank you. Everyone
listen to that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And we're here to talk about Expo 2020, which you might not understand how that ties into the Family Islands, but we'll get there, right? We'll get there. So first of all, gentlemen, why don't one of you tell our listeners, what is Expo 2020? What, you're part of the planning committee for this big event. What is that? What's the Bahamas involvement in it?
Good evening, everyone. Well, this has been an ongoing process, I guess, for the last 2 years,
two and a half years.
That we've been working with students from the University of the Bahamas, looking at art, architecture, and culinary, and building the concepts for a pavilion that speak to the theme of connectivity, connecting minds, creating the future that Dubai created for the expo. Mm-hmm. That looks at opportunity, sustainability, and mobility.
So all very apropos topics for the Bahamas.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, mobility,
definitely.
Of course, a very huge issue in many ways, and sustainability, obviously. And so you're going to basically represent the Bahamas in all its kind of cultural ways?
In all its kind of cultural ways, yeah. Looking at how we meet the challenges that mm-hmm. are with us right now, especially in terms of connectivity and sustainability. Mm-hmm. How do we make our lifestyle sustainable? How do we build sustainable communities within the spaces that we currently inhabit, and mm-hmm. how do we then make ourselves mobile so that we can actually take advantage of the opportunities mm-hmm. that are coming our way? Because usually we miss so many opportunities.
Mm-hmm. And is that part of, so the expo itself is basically a world's fair.
It's a world's fair that happens every 5 years.
Right.
And so
okay.
The last one was in 2015 in Milan.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember that one, and it was kind of based on food.
I think so.
Yeah,
yes,
I remember
correct.
Because it coincided with the opening of the Venice Biennale.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And so in 2020, it'll mm-hmm. be in Dubai. And as Dr. Bethel Bennett said, the theme is creating minds, connecting the future, mm-hmm. sub-themes, opportunity, mobility, sustainability.
I feel like opportunity is a key word because
yeah.
I think one of the questions that maybe some listeners have is what benefit does it bring the Bahamas to go to one of these things, to spend all this time and take all these creative minds that we have here thinking about building some pavilion in Dubai? Like what benefit does that, and I would imagine that connecting to other like minds might be one of those benefits?
Absolutely. Collaboration. And it's really a snapshot of where you are as a country, as a people. Innovation to really show where you are and a kind of vision for the future. What are some of those wicked societal challenges and how are you kind of moving forward to kind of address some of those things? So if you think about the Bahamas, a chain of islands, we have more water than land. What are some of the things that challenge us?
Airports.
for instance, and we can go down yeah. the list, right? Mm-hmm. And so a part of our work on the planning committee is to kind of highlight some of these things and kind of lay mm-hmm. out an agenda over a four-year period. You know, we started this, we embarked upon this two and a half years ago. To kind of identify some of these things, to kind of get really mm-hmm. divergent.
Airports and boats for me.
Airports,
because again, whenever
boats.
I think about, so we recently had an issue where The National Art Gallery won an award for a catalog, and we had used a graphic designer who wasn't based in the Bahamas, and there was some back and forth about that. And of course, for us, we were thinking about fiscal responsibility for the for the institution, because we can support more Bahamian artists if we do things cheaper. And it brings us back to that issue of the cost of doing business here, right? Because everybody wants to support Bahamian. I mean, I certainly do want to spend money in the Bahamas. And to me, whenever I think about those issues of the cost of doing business, aside from electricity, I feel like connectivity is a big issue. Because even if you wanted to, say, build a plant and there wasn't the space here to do it, and you went to do it on a family island, your client would have to pay all that shipping, right? And moving the collection around the islands, which we're trying to do now as a national institution, and which we are doing. We're not trying to do it. We are doing. We're taking, for the first time in the history of the institution, taking over 40 paintings from New Providence and taking them to Exuma and Abaco and showing them to the kids and the art teachers and people that have never been able to see the National Collection before. But let me tell you, that is an expensive endeavor.
It's a challenge.
It's a hugely, it's a huge challenge. And so, again, you know, I mean, I know everyone talks about electricity and business license, but I think connectivity, because it doesn't allow people to go set up a business anywhere but Nassau, anywhere in New Providence, which is too expensive, overcrowded, right? So I feel like those kind of infrastructure problems are really key in solving some of our how do we develop our businesses at home, right?
And one of the answers you hear every year after hurricane season is, oh, just close down those islands. Just depopulate them and ignore them from now on. But you're destroying a whole archipelago of cultural difference,
right,
and cultural richness that really is important to sustain. Because when we went as a part of the exhibition to the southern Bahamas a few weeks ago, it really spoke to the problems of connectivity, because it took forever to get there.
So maybe we should say that
that
was a part of our vacation, right? So Amanda, we were hobnobbing in the southern Bahamas.
Well, I tried to get I tried to get from we were in Eleuthera, where my people are from originally. And we wanted to go from Eleuthera to Cat Island. And, you know, you can see Cat Island from the southern tip of Eleuthera, but there was no commercial way to get there. So we had to call around. We had to get a friend to call a friend. And finally, we located some guy who's retired but had a plane. And the whole thing, and it was just, again, you understand that there aren't huge amounts of people like taking the bus every day. So it would be an economic, you know, it might not be a profit-making business. But it does make you think about, as a government, like whether that is a fundamental right as a Bahamian to be able to get from one island to the next without spending $500 a head.
Or.
Because, I mean, if you're leaving.
Or thousands of dollars.
Yeah, no, exactly. But I mean, if you're leaving from New Providence, it's not. But if you want to get from a family island to another family island, you basically have to fly back to New Providence or take a boat back to New Providence.
Yeah.
And then you're paying for two trips as opposed to one trip.
And then when that breaks down, because it breaks down so often, that it really makes it a truncated experience and very expensive, because then you have to overnight in Nassau and then you have to provide meals for yourself in Nassau. Or it's like when somebody when a woman has to give birth, she's forced to come to the to New Providence for what, 2-3 months because
at least
you can't give birth on a family island, which means you are really putting this person under a great deal of stress, because you're removing them from their home environment. You're pushing them into somebody else's home environment, or you're causing them to rent a space. So the lack of connectivity does things to opportunities that we, you know, we can't imagine.
And it's interesting that the logic seems to be, I mean, it's not logic, but the response seems to be, rather than how do we build more opportunities out there and create new businesses, why don't we just bring everyone here to use the already overpopulated, you know, stressed out services that we have here. So it's kind of interesting that that's the sort of go-to reaction, rather than like, wow, if we built a clinic, then that would actually employ people. There could be two doctors and three nurses, and people that maybe were from those locations could train to be a doctor or nurse and actually go back and live where they're from. And so that's an interesting reaction.
I mean, unfortunately, we're still doing business in the 20th century. We're now in the well into the 21st century, and nothing has changed in the way we operate the country and the way we operate business, the way we operate government. you know, the fact that you have to come back to Nassau to apply for a business license.
Mm-hmm.
It used to be...
Can't you do that online anymore?
You can do it online, but there are aspects of it that you still have to be working with a physical presence
mm-hmm.
for.
Mm-hmm.
And they forget to tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know, I remember being in Exuma, I think it was, at a town hall meeting, and they were discussing this. How every time something changes, they leave one of the loops out so that you, in fact, don't know until you hit that spot
mm-hmm.
what you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it still comes right back to central government.
Mm-hmm. So obviously this is a big theme for Expo 2020, this idea of connectivity, sustainability. Are you almost coming up with, do you feel you're coming up with answers to these questions? Or are you just raising these questions? What's the...
We're putting a lot of questions on the table,
mm-hmm.
And we're engaged in dialogue and for coming up with some possibilities for the future. I think that comes up a lot in terms of, well, when do we get answers? I think the objective is really not to come up with the answers, mm-hmm. but to kind of create mm-hmm. a framework
mm-hmm.
to have a certain kind of discussion.
Because also, I would imagine, sorry to cut you off, but the sort of point of the expo is to... You know, in a very crass way, to make every country look awesome, right? You're there to show your best face, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're not going to go there and be like, oh, we're not connected. We're there to to actually talk about all the great plans we have.
At the same time, it's really about collaboration too.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So how can you? You don't have to be able to find all of the answers in country,
mm-hmm.
right? How do you begin to then move forward to collaborate with others who have similar types of problems
mm-hmm.
and who wish to come to the table
mm-hmm.
and have a meaningful conversation? And so it's about creating that kind of framework.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's lots of moving parts in Expo 2020. So the Double Dutch was just kind of part and parcel, one of those
right.
sub-projects that we kind of... moved with our students.
Yeah, so for listeners, the whole reason Dr. Bethel Bennett and Michael Edwards are on the show is that part of one of the projects that is part of the kind of lead up to Expo 2020 is going to be an exhibition at the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas. And that is going to be opening next Thursday night, so the 23rd. And everyone is, of course, as always, invited to attend. And that is part of the Double Dutch series, which Michael referred to, which is the series we have where we ask normally artists, but now it's kind of collectives, which is really interesting.
Absolutely.
To collaborate yeah. with each other. And they should be people from the region, from the Caribbean and Bahamians working together to either come up with an art show or to solve problems. And so you're working with a team called Plastico Fantastico, who will be on the show next week to speak about their participation in this. To create an exhibition at NAGB that kind of covers some of these things. So that's part one of the many projects you're working on.
Correct.
Towards
yeah.
towards Expo 2020.
Yeah.
Does it actually have a title? I think it does. Your
hot,
project, your show.
Hot Water.
Hot Water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That says a lot.
Apropos.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're warming up.
We're warm. So what's like, we're in trouble, we're in hot water, but yeah. also literally the ocean is
the
getting
ocean
hotter,
is
right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
So
part of the project took us down south to Ragged Island, but even before Ragged Island, we embarked on ethnographic studies with students
mm-hmm.
To interview Ragged Island residents and descendants of Ragged Island. Started here in New Providence. Gathering information, right?
Mm-hmm.
As creative practitioners, artists, designers, historians, it's
mm-hmm.
it's a part of the work that we do
mm-hmm.
to kind of gather information and
mm-hmm.
put everything in a pot,
mm-hmm.
and then think about which direction to take. And
mm-hmm.
so, students during the summer started these series of interviews,
mm-hmm.
And then that took us to go to Ragged Island
mm-hmm.
to visit to see what the situation was to. Interview residents
cool.
on the island itself.
And yeah, so, and we've actually had some articles in the Guardian newspaper on Saturday, written by Ethan Knowles. And
exactly.
So I think we'll maybe talk a little about that after the break, because that's been kind of an interesting sort of, in a way, its own sort of art practice, this sort of storytelling. So we're on the show tonight with Dr. Ian Bethel Bennett, Associate Professor of English, University of the Bahamas, and Michael Edwards, Assistant Professor of Visual Arts at University of the Bahamas. And they're here representing part of the planning committee of Expo 2020, which is taking place in Dubai. Already, oh God, 2 years. Which is this World Fair. And as part of the research, we are having an exhibition at the National Art Gallery entitled Hot Water, which is part of our Double Dutch series, which will open next Thursday night, the 23rd. So we're going to be talking more about that after the break. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson, the director of the National Art Gallery, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. We're going to be right back after this break.